The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you so much, Wanda. And we still don't pay you and your team enough for the fabulous opening. I really can't thank you enough. We've got a great show for everybody today. We're going to talk about our Freed on Weed segment. We're going to talk about medical marijuana in South Florida. We're also going to talk about the 10 best ice cream stores in South Florida. Are we not, Wanda?
Of course. Weed and ice cream.
Goes together like
in that
summer
order.
Heat.
In that order.
Thank you so much. And then we're also going to talk to Mark Kalkwarf. I'm sure I got that wrong.
I hope so.
And Sarah Malcolm, they just joined their firms together. They're now the Atypical Agency. They are talking about real estate, commercial real estate marketing. We're going to talk to them about how to build your brand in commercial real estate. So stick with us. We've got a great show today. Wanda, take it away. Everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You know they've got their great store selling Audis up in Gainesville, and down in the Keys, they've got a store that sells them all. But hey, maybe you're looking for a good paying job with great benefits. Well, if you are, the Warren Henry Moat Automotive Team is looking for technicians. Join them Monday, July 29th. 12 noon to 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the FIU Covens Conference Center up at the Biscayne Boulevard Campus, 3000 Northeast 151 Street in North Miami. Food and refreshments will be served. Remember, Warren Henry is one of the best dealerships to work for, 5 years running, and they'll offer medical, dental, vision, 401k match, life and disability, and much more. So all auto technicians, come that day. Bring your resume. Join the team. That's right. Again, you can get more information by going to whajobs.com. whajobs.com. It's a great place, and it's your chance to join the Warren Henry family. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Hi, everybody. Looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, Wanda, thank you so much. And as I always say, we never pay your team enough for all that great stuff that you do.
I know.
We got to get them unionized.
We'll
get them unionized. So let's talk a little bit about what we've been seeing here in the cannabis market today for our Freed on Wheat segment.
You know, I think that at some point in time we have to have a dining with cannabis segment.
You mean cannabis-infused foods?
Yes. A cuisine cannabis segment at some point.
Well,
because I would think if you're medicating, you might want to find other ingenious ways to take your medication that, you know.
That's actually a good idea.
Because you don't always want to swallow, do whatever.
Well, I've seen TV shows where they do cooking shows.
There are.
There are cooking shows for this. So we'll go find some of that. We'll bring some of that on.
Yes.
We're not going to advocate buying CBD-infused foods from over-the-counter because you never know what's in that.
That's true.
Okay.
But we always want to do the healthy.
Well, we'll talk about ways to cook healthy with cannabis in another thing. So we'll talk about that today.
On the docket.
It is on the docket. Write it down and make sure I do it. You are the queen of the docket.
Mm.
That's for sure. So in today's paper, Daniela Cava-Levine, running for county mayor, discussed how she wants to get a cannabis, actually a hemp initiative, not cannabis initiative,
yes.
A hemp initiative here in Miami. People go, what's the difference between cannabis and hemp?
Jim?
One you smoke to get high, one you can do industrial things with and you can't get high on it.
And it's great for making all sorts of products and biodegradable-like things.
Exactly. Biodegradable is the key. It's a great economic focus. Our agriculture commissioner, Nikki Fried.
Clothes. And things you can use around the house. It seems like everything you can make out of hemp.
Well, we're going to have Manny Johnson back.
Yes,
and Manny will tell us all about that stuff.
Everything.
Manny is the cannabis dude. He's the provocateur of real estate in the cannabis world.
Mm.
But what Manny is going to talk to us about is all kinds of different uses that can be done. And
save the world with hemp.
Well, we are going to try to save the world with hemp.
Okay.
I'm also going to try to bring Manny down to talk to the people in person, too. We're going to try to see if we can put together an event. I begun working on that today as well. So we're going to work on the.
Have you had any food, Jim?
Have I had food today?
Have you eaten? This is my thing now. I have to make sure everyone's eating.
Well, yes. Today I had. Would you like me to tell you what I've eaten today?
Well, you could. Sure.
I had a vegan milkshake.
Oh, that's boring.
And my green drink, a perfect food for breakfast. Then I had some poached eggs with my friends at the Green Street Cafe while we talked about big real estate deals.
Oh, good.
It was really a big deal.
I should have been there.
You should have been there.
I learned lots.
You can always come. Just next
absorb the real estate knowledge.
And I'll introduce you to everybody I know, too.
Okay.
That's a big thing.
Good to know.
It's what I do for a living.
I know.
I share ideas.
You're your own social network.
I am. And then, let's see, what else did I eat? Then I went home. I had lunch at home today because I wanted to see Vivian before the show. I had 2% yogurt.
Okay, now I don't.
Not really exciting.
I'm not excited about your meal.
My meals aren't exciting. Although tonight I will be having a great meal. I'm having fresh-caught snapper that Vivian blackens. She cooks that with a beautiful vegetable and some very healthy starch that's got limited amount of calories.
Very healthy starch.
Yeah, very healthy.
Is that a real thing?
That's a real thing. And then I'm going to put in eat as much Haagen-Dazs as I can to keep my...
July is National Ice Cream Month. I wouldn't condone it, but hey.
Hey, July is National Ice Cream Month. Let's talk about a couple of those ice cream stores here in Miami.
Okay, I'll give you one.
Give me one, and then we'll talk about more cannabis.
And we thank Miami New Times for this list.
Thank you, Miami New Times.
Okay, well, number one, Azúcar.
That means sugar.
Ice cream company. They are, of course, where would you think Azúcar?
Caiocho. I love that place.
It is. 1503 on Caiocho.
Caiocho.
So,
I
think that that's got, it looks like it's got all sorts of crazy different things. I'm going to say it is a Cuban based, maybe. I don't know. Cuban is the originators.
They have some flavors that are just specific to Cuba, and you can go there and also soak in the amazing atmosphere there that the people are creating right there by Domino Park. It's right across from Domino Park.
Oh, okay. I knew that.
Yeah, I know you knew that. And what's good about Domino's? It's a good place to go after you've...
No.
No?
Well, okay. Are we on the same after your binge or your medication.
After you take your medication,
your
and somebody
motion,
drives you over there.
Right, of course. Doing all this safely and with some sort of help along the way in case you
Well, we're always
fall
about
down.
Doing everything safely. Remember, it's a medication.
Exactly. We don't want you to fall down.
We want you to calm down, not fall down.
Exactly. And get some ice cream. So Azucar Ice Cream Company, that is on 8th Street.
Dígame,
another one.
Dígame un otro.
Wow.
Aren't I bilingual
What's
today?
Dime is...
Please speak to me another.
Speak
I don't
to
know.
Me.
Something
speak
like
me.
That.
Speak to me. Okay. There you go. And then we have Bianco Gelato. I am not a big fan of the gelato.
Why? Why don't you like gelato?
It just seems too creamy. I don't know.
You don't like creamy?
It seems too... I could be wrong.
No, I think you're right.
I don't think
it's thick. It's thick. I like to eat volume. And gelato is tough to have volume.
I just like, basically, I stop at a little bit of caramel. My favorite ice cream is Ben & Jerry's Americone Dream with Stephen Colbert. That's it. See, that's how...
Why? What's in that?
A crazy I get. I think there's some caramel in there. There's some waffle cone. I like
waffle cone. That's what you like. That's what you like.
I think I like a good little crunch in my ice cream.
My favorite. I'm just a straight-on player. I like Häagen-Dazs coffee.
And then last week, I discovered that I like the vegetables they're sneaking into my Peekaboo ice cream.
What?
It's Peekaboo. Surprise. We've got some vegetables in there for you.
How healthy.
I know. It's
How
a little
healthy.
Scary. But I do. I like it. They had beets in the cotton candy. I think it was cotton candy. So you're kind of confused. You're thinking you're getting all sweeted up, but you're getting some vegetables in there, and
that's
it's really,
really
yummy.
Terrific. That's terrific.
And Polo liked it, too. So that was really good.
That's
so that's all
important.
The ice cream we're doing for now.
Okay. Well, let's talk more about the medical cannabis.
There's more ice cream coming up later. So
we'll talk about medical cannabis and hemp here in South Florida. And what we can see is that there's an incredible opportunity that's continuing to build down here. And as I said, Daniela Cava-Levine's looking to codify it in the county ordinance right
Thank
now.
You.
Right now, some municipalities will allow you to build a dispensary, but you can build one anywhere in the county, I believe, that as long as it follows the regulations that are set up. So a lot of the cannabis dispensaries are building on the edges of the municipalities in the county, and you're finding that happening all over town. You're also seeing some of the dispensaries are changing their format. For instance, Surterra. Okay, you've been to Surterra in Dadeland, right?
Yes.
What was special about that?
I just like the way the store is set up. It's nice and clean. They have fake apples, but they are fake.
But it was really big, and you can buy rolled pre-rolls there. You can't buy them on their Miami Beach store.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, well, now you have a reason to go to Surterra.
Well, I always go to Surterra, quite honestly. I just like the store, and the people are very knowledgeable and nice, and they're chatty and not too chatty, and you get great information from them.
Well, that's the most important thing, is that when you go to the dispensaries to get information. One of the things that I found that I'm talking to Manny about is that a lot of the dispensary people have what I'll call a practical education, but not an actual education in the cannabinoid application universe. So one of the things I think that we're going to need to do down the road, especially as people really look to this as medication and they go to people like Dr. Michelle Wiener for their...
Thank you.
There you go. High five to Dr. Michelle. For their prescriptions is that they need to understand the different nuances and they need to have caregivers or let's call them pharmacists since the things are governed like pharmacies?
Wellness coordinators. That is what they're called.
Well, they need to have a little bit of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Well,
probably standardized knowledge.
Definitely.
I want to work with Manny on that. We're going to roll that out.
For lack of a better word.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, the lingo.
Yeah, you're always good with catching the double entendre.
It's my years of country music. Or I'm just clever.
You are.
Or you are.
You are. And other things are, I'm having people contact me now about working with them to help them roll out their, oh, I said it again, cannabis businesses. We're helping people with all kinds of different things. There's been a number of people that have contacted us about how can they work to get a license. We're putting them in touch with the right people.
Wow.
We're having other people that are looking to...
So are there just law firms set up for cannabis now?
There are divisions of law firms. Okay. In fact, that's one of the things I've been working on is working with the different law firms to find out what their different nuanced specialties are so that I can better understand that.
Hmm.
So that's another thing that is a new thing is the nuances between the different law firms. It's really finding the right people that you can work with to create your transactional environment. That's the most important thing to find. But each one of the big law firms is starting to have a practice in this. Not always with the youngest person in the law firm either.
It makes sense a little bit.
They team up. The senior land use person and the young associate is usually what you see here.
I guess that hippie never thought he'd have a job working with marijuana.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Look at you.
Look at me, Mr. Fried himself.
Funny.
All right.
It's just, that's too much.
It is. It's the double entendre
it's
that never.
It's just meant to be.
It keeps on giving,
it's
Wanda.
It's organic.
It keeps it. Yes. Well, that's another thing.
There
is
we
organic.
Go. It's organic.
Organic. You know, we're looking to create ways to make organic medical marijuana. That's another thing we are talking to Manny about. I wish Manny were on the show today, but Manny had a health issue, so we couldn't get him this week.
Okay.
But Manny's feeling better.
Good to hear.
Exactly. We'll have him back next week.
He is a godsend.
Well, we're going to have him back next week. We're going to create a whole program of shows with him and the rest of his medical experts. You see, a lot of these people you hear on the radio or go to these events to see, they're not really what you would call a medical expert. They're somebody who read a book, but didn't write a book. We're going to bring the people that write the books.
Oh.
It's going to be great.
They're the footnote folks.
Well, what they are is
the
really
footnotes.
What they really are is people that can provide good, solid knowledge as we work our way through the rather confusing world of medical cannabis. And we're not even talking about recreational cannabis here.
No.
No one's getting high here for fun yet.
Well, just not
officially.
Being,
for the officially,
medication, for by all means, is just to make you feel better. Ultimately.
Well, what it does is it sometimes, you know, I think it's good if it slows somebody down who's going a little bit too fast.
Pains the nerves.
Pain,
numbs,
the nerve pain. The nerve pain is one of the reasons I took it to begin with.
Huge.
That's why I went to Dr. Michelle.
Yep.
Dr. Michelle, she interned with my pain guy.
Yes, she's very
so good. It's really important. You're seeing a lot of benefits out there. It works for me.
I think it'd be great for seniors.
In fact, you'll find that a lot of the people that go to these things are seniors. The problem for seniors is that this is expensive and a lot of them are on fixed income.
There's an old issue.
Well, we got to drive the price down. The way you drive the price down is you make the supply chain more efficient.
Bingo could be a lot of fun.
Huh? Bingo will be a lot more fun. Make it a little slower, but it would be a lot more fun.
It could be absolutely.
B-I-N-G-O. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Bingo.
Bingo. That's the right show. Imagine what that would do at the senior center.
All right. So what do we got coming up next?
What we have coming up next is we've got a great content. We've got our friends from the Content Funnel have just merged with the Atypical Agency, which was founded a couple years ago, and they've done that for one goal. They're going to transform the way commercial real estate does marketing. We're on the cutting edge of marketing. That's
always
the group that gave us the award for being one of the top 10 commercial real estate social media people. So we're going to give back to them. We're going to talk to them about what they're going to be doing with their merger. Sarah, who's been on the show, is going to be joined by Mark, who's her co-president and is also Mariah Carey's number one fan. We can
That's
ask him
know.
About that. We can ask
That's
him
good
about
to know
that.
Because I didn't know she was still making music.
Well, perhaps he's a Golden Oldies fan.
He can give us the lowdown and the update.
There you go.
On Mariah Carey.
There you go. So we'll be right back with them. We're going to go to break. We'll play some fun music. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with the folks from the Atypical Agency. Back after this.
This is my favorite Mariah Carey song.
Okay, play it. Looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Of course, you know they've got their Audi store in Gainesville, and they've got their store down in Key West that sells everything. But they're moving to a new location.
Where?
Up in North Miami by FIU North.
Get
it's going to be awesome.
Fantastic.
In the Solomia Project. So what you got to do is they're looking for new technicians. It's a great way to make a lot of money. Good money, good salary, good benefits. It's tremendous.
Ladies, you can learn to work on your own car.
That's right. But actually, they're not teaching. They're looking for veterans. Okay, so Monday, July 29th, that's Monday, 12 noon, to 2 p.m. And again, it's 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. You go to the FIU Covens Conference Center. That's at the Biscayne Campus, 3000 Northeast 151st Street in North Miami. 3000 Northeast 151st Street. Remember, Warren Henry has been awarded by Automotive News the best dealership to work for 5 years running. You'll get medical, dental, vision, 401k match, life and disability, and more. The auto technician should go there with their resume, meet their team, interview with them, get a tour of their new building, enjoy the refreshment in Saks, and get to know the Warren Henry team. Become part of the Warren Henry family. For more information, go to whajobs.com, whajobs.com, and join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Hey, everybody, this is Jim Fried for Sandstone Realty Advisors. Did you read about my latest deal? I just sold some stuff to Related Group in Wynwood. That's right, right after I sold stumps up in Wynwood to the Lennar Corporation. I am Sandstone Realty Advisors. Last year, I was the 25th largest real estate company in South Florida by volume. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'd like to help you solve your real estate challenges. Looking to build a deal but don't know where to get the financing? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Had a deal, it fell apart, need somebody new? Call me at 305-773-6300. Challenged with your financing opportunity? Call me, 305-773-6300. Why? Give me a call, because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business, the longest-running talk show in South Florida. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. Hey, everybody. We're back. Wanda, thank you for that great musical interlude and keeping my toes tapping. We're now here with my good friend, Sarah Malcolm. Sarah has been was with the Content Funnel. They just merged. Sarah, tell me what's going on and bring your guest on, too.
Yes, I'm so excited. Thank you, first of all. Thank you for having us today.
It's our pleasure.
This is definitely on my CRE bucket list to be on your show. So you're a staple in the industry. So thank you for having me.
Our
really,
pleasure.
Really appreciate
our
it.
Pleasure. We love you guys. And thank you again for recognizing us and our social media prowess. But today we're talking about you and Mark. Tell me about Mark.
Yes. So we've got Mark on the phone, Mark Kelkworth. He is my co-president. We're both co-presidents of Atypical, which is the number one full-service marketing agency for the commercial real estate industry. And the big news is that the Content Funnel, we merged with Atypical. So we were just all about content, social media, marketing. And now we are all one big happy family, offering some of the biggest brands in the industry and all the best marketing services you can imagine.
Wow, that sounds great. And Mark, I've got to just ask you, it says you're Mariah Carey's number one fan. Is she still making music?
Is she still on the charts, Mark?
I don't know. Mark, what's her hit these days?
So that's what happens when you have a team that's responsible for putting up the bio on your website. I'm gonna own it. So I think one of the things that I definitely enjoy about getting older is the sort of the more comfortable you get about the things that you're bad at and the things that you really enjoy. So
Guilty pleasures, Mark.
I enjoy Mariah's music. She's got some skills, and I enjoy it. So, yeah, I'm going to own it.
We're all good. Own this. So tell me a little bit about the services that you're bringing to Sarah and her team, and maybe give us a little benefit of some of the customers you guys have. You can mention them. It's okay. Give them some high five.
Yeah, cool. Thanks, James. So, as Sarah said, it's a huge opportunity to be on your show, and thanks for having us. So on the Atypical side, we're a full service marketing agency. We work exclusively in the real estate space. So this is the kind of industry that we know and understand. We've got a sort of big network. And I think the value proposition that we really bring to our clients is that we understand the sort of business drivers behind their what they're trying to do. So we're not just coming in and kind of putting a marketing spin on it, but we're actually able to understand what they're trying to do from a business point of view. And then we find the right marketing solutions to help them do that. You know, we start from strategy, where we help companies kind of develop the blueprint in terms of what their marketing strategy needs to look like. The delivery side of our business is really the kind of core of our business, and that comes in a couple of different flavors. So, you know, if your company has a large marketing team that you're looking for, sort of additional capacity or a specific skill set, you can augment your team with Atypical. Or if you don't have an internal marketing team or a relatively small marketing team and you're looking to outsource most or all of that function, we can put a sort of blended team together for you. So it really is end-to-end marketing.
Well, let's take a step back for a minute and talk about some of the technical expertise you bring to the table.
I mean, paid media, social media, I think what we're constantly doing is looking for new technologies and how those technologies can be used to solve, you know, or sort of help achieve those business objectives. So some of the newer things that we're experimenting with is Facebook Messenger and chatbots, augmented reality for specific campaigns, you know, doing 2D animation videos to help tell stories. Sarah, what have I missed?
I mean, we do it all. If you haven't gotten that hint yet, we do it all. And it's really exciting to have Mark and his whole team and my whole team really join together. It's just really the best of both worlds. There's so much talent. There's years and years of history and expertise in real estate. So it's really, really the perfect marriage.
Well, let's ask this, okay? Let's say that somebody needs a new logo designed. Can you help them with that?
Yes, absolutely. Yep, we can do anything. So if you think about your traditional marketing department, we do everything that your marketing person would do and more, right? So if you have a marketing department, we can help, you know, we can be an extra set of hands. If you don't have a marketing department, you can completely outsource your marketing to us. The one thing that we pride ourselves in, the customers always say that we feel like an extension of their team. And so it's really kind of like a flawless effort, if that makes sense.
Well, no, 100%. And I know you, Sarah, you cut your teeth with some of the biggest firms in town. I met you when you were with the ICSC. What are some of the firms that you guys have helped become successful?
So the ones that we can mention, I mean, some are don't like to, you know.
We understand.
Blast,
it's all good, but you could talk about some of them.
Yeah, Kimco. Kimco's one of the big ones, which we're really excited, and we love working with them.
They're tremendous. I love them.
Yeah. Who else are we allowed to say, Mark?
I don't know. Who's in your brochure? You got to have a couple of them in your brochure.
I'm like, I don't want to get in trouble.
Mark, tell me a couple of people to let you talk about how great you are.
Yeah, so 10X is on there. We've done some cool projects with them. We're working with the team over at NAI Global.
Oh, sure.
Obviously, the news funnel, we've done some cool stuff with the broker list. We work with the tech company side of real estate as well, so the service providers, so companies like Point Guard, which used to be Abundant Power. So we really kind of service both sides of the real estate industry. It's the owners, the operators, the developers, but also the service providers, so the tech guys on the other side of the fence as well.
Well, down here, condos are really big. They're usually the ones that spend the real lavish marketing money. Have you guys done any condos?
We've done marketing for the actual owners and developers as well as the properties. Yes.
So you can build the image and then you can sell the dream. Is that sort of it?
Exactly. Do you want to work for us?
Hey, now, I don't work for anybody.
No, he's got enough.
I don't work for anybody, but I'm more than happy to collaborate. How about that? How's that for the right answer? Straight off the top of my head, too.
I think that works.
Nice.
Well, we are collaborating. What am I talking about? We're doing it right now. So, Mark, what would be your number one thing that you would give to somebody as advice if they're looking to build their brand? How should they start?
I think understanding what your business objectives are is probably the best place to start.
Well,
so,
well,
you know, if you're doing marketing just for the sake of it, then I think you're not going to be measuring the right things. You're not going to understand how to sort of adjust as you go. So really underpinning all of your marketing efforts with a clear business objective, I think that would be my sort of number one pointer. And then make sure that you've got all of the reporting and analytics in place so that you can measure everything that you're doing and be able to kind of adjust as you go. That's very important.
Well, listen.
Yeah, that's the biggest miss is I think people, some marketing folks in the past, and not everybody, but they don't have a clear goal of what they're trying to achieve. They're just like, okay, we're just going to get the name out there. We're going to brand ourselves. And there's not really a clear goal and objective. So you never really understand if you're being successful or not. And the use of data has been something that, in our industry specifically, has not been utilized. And there's so much available now that it's so easy to see what's working and what's not and use that as a roadmap to be successful.
Oh, that sounds tremendous. That sounds tremendous. What I'd really like to do is see if you guys could stick with us around the break and then come back with some more good information, maybe some other tips that would help people understand the value add you bring to the table, maybe some other things about maybe marketing or something like that that you could share with our audience.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So stick with us. Thank you so much for being here. I want to remind everybody we're with Mark Kalkwarf. Did I get that right?
Nailed it.
I try. I'm the worst. I'm Mr. Fried, Jim F-R-I-E-D. And, of course, Sarah Malcolm, who always makes it easy for me. We'll be back with more great marketing information for your real estate company from our friends at Atypical right after this. Wanda, rock the house. Did that just for Mark, didn't
Only
you?
Only for Mark.
You did it for everybody. You were teasing
that
everybody.
It's amazing.
This is great. We love having fun on our show.
That's amazing. Wait, can we do a little karaoke? Come on, Mark, go.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, Mark, you're on.
Come on, Mark, go.
All right.
The line's cutting up.
Yeah. We outed your team, Mark. We outed your team. They're going to have to find something you know about. Maybe Led Zeppelin. How about that? That would be me. Led Zeppelin, the Who.
We can work that
Rolling
in.
Stones.
Back to the show.
All right.
Jim.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us a little bit about Warren Henry.
All right. Well, our friends at Warren Henry, as you well know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. Even Mariah Carey needs an advantage. That's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got all the great cars, and Audi is up in Gainesville. Down in Key West, they've got all the great nameplates. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That's right. And now Warren Henry has got a new advantage. That means they get you complimentary service loan or dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and my favorite is the 72-hour exchange. You can take a full 3 days to be certain you love your Warren Henry car. And I love my Warren Henry car. I just got a new one. I have less than 1,000 miles. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Hi, everybody. Looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
Well, Mark, now I see why people like Mariah Carey. We're back with our good friends from Atypical, Sarah Malcolm. And Sarah, introduce us to your new partner, Mark.
Yes, Mark is, he's one of the gurus. I've known Mark for a long time. I don't know if you guys know his the work he's behind is Open Box. Did you guys?
I've been asking about him, but you won't give me his background. Tell me about his great stuff he's done, because I'm interested.
The stuff he's done is iconic, and we have to have him tell us.
Iconic? Then you got me going. Mark, you're up. Hit the ball out of the park, please.
Tell them about the coffee shirt. It's so smart. It was so clever. And one of the most memorable campaigns ever in our industry.
Now you've been set up. You better hit the ball.
No pressure. Okay, I'll try not to screw this up. No pressure. the coffee shirt was a very cool campaign. So that was for one of our clients, Open Box. So they're a software development company. They service exclusively the sort of commercial real estate space. They write software for integration for big commercial real estate firms.
Sure.
And they came to us with a sort of campaign project. So one of the things that they do is software integration. So they'll take two of your business systems and write the integration layer between those two business systems.
Sure.
And they wanted to generate more leads for that part of their business. Now, the challenge is that trying to build a campaign around software integration is boring as hell, and nobody really wants to hear about that. I mean, it's for somebody that understands technology, it's a boring topic to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
So our challenge was to design a campaign that passed the dinner test and generated leads and met their business objectives at the end of the day. So, you know, just quickly, the dinner test for me is if you design a campaign or a project that somebody who is exposed to it goes home that night and sits at the dinner table and tells their husband or wife about it and their kids about it and shares it at the dinner table, you've ticked the box and you've done what you're supposed to do, because then, you know, then that people are talking about it. So what we did was we took the concept of integration and we kept that intact, but we changed the subject. Instead of it being software, we changed it to everyday products. So we created three fictitious products that we built entire websites and built a whole marketing campaign around these three fictitious products that obviously didn't exist, but it was a very, very cool story. And one of those products was a coffee shirt. So we integrated coffee with a shirt that as you wore it throughout the day, it released caffeine into your system. It would sync with your Outlook calendar and know when you needed an extra boost because you had back-to-back meetings. We had them in different strengths and different colors.
What if I perspire?
They were. We took care of that, James.
I'll bet you did.
It was all in the design. Yeah, we took care of all of that. You can go and pre-order one of the shirts and you can test it out.
This is tremendous.
That was one of the products. The other two, the one was a power mouse, which used the sort of movement of your wrist as you were moving your mouse around to store energy in a huge battery in your building that you could power your commercial building. And the other one was smart paper, which was a piece of paper that could literally do anything.
Oh, this is tremendous.
So we ran this campaign for like 5 months and we got a huge amount of exposure. People were sharing, you know, they didn't know if these products were real or what was going on. Everyone was talking about it. But the sort of tagline of this campaign was, if you think integrating coffee with a shirt is impressive, wait till you see what we can do with your business system. So we made sure that the underlying objective of generating leads for that area of their business was kept intact, but we gave people a cool story and a way for them to tell it and, you know,
that's tremendous.
So,
no, you picked something that would go viral and then you built your tagline into it. That was great.
Yeah.
How'd you find this guy, Sarah?
Well, Mark and I mean, being in marketing, it just, you know, it kind of crossed paths with, you know, super talented folks, and Mark stuck out from everybody. And when he came to me last year, exactly a year ago, saying, hey, we're going to start a full-service marketing agency, I said, how can we help? How can we be involved? And before they even went live with the company, we started a partnership. And we pretty much dated for a year. But even though we had the idea of merging even back then, we decided just to kind of, you know, just work things out and you know, bring our clients into their wheelhouse. And it just worked beautifully. And our teams, we love each other. The work is incredible. And so we said, all right, well, let's just Let's get married. Yes.
So
might as well just, you know.
So if
let's
people
stop giving the milk away for free and let's buy the cow, right?
Okay. So if people are listening, if people are listening to us, and we know they are, because we're going to deliver this to their mailbox, what problem are you seeking to solve for people? What problem are you seeking to solve for people? Mark, you're the genius. You're up first.
Well, again, no pressure. Thanks, James. I think we're solving a couple of problems. I mean, I think the challenge that marketing executives have at the moment is that they've got so much on their plate in terms of keeping the lights on that it's difficult to stay ahead of the sort of innovation and the technology and as these new platforms come out and try those different technologies and work it into your kind of 8 to 5. So what we do and the problem that we solve for a lot of our clients is that we go through that pain of kind of finding those new technologies, finding the ways that they can be used within a real estate environment, find the ways that those technologies can be used to solve business problems. And then we come to our clients with those concepts and those ideas. So the marketing execs can kind of get a concept that they can run with and try without having to go through all of that pain of finding them and, you know, figuring out which ones are the right ones. So we like to kind of keep ahead of things. We like to educate our clients. We like to keep on top of the new technology. So I think that is a big pain that we are solving.
100%. I know it's impossible to keep in front of everything. What's the other one?
Yeah, I think just also giving them the flexibility and the freedom to be able to augment their team with either just more capacity, more hands, or a specific skill set that they don't necessarily want to have on their team full time. So,
there you go.
You know, we have people on our team that specialize in augmented reality, applications and 2D animation videos. Now, you don't necessarily want to have somebody in your team that specializes in that because that's an expensive resource to have around and a very sort of niche requirement. But if you have a partner that you're working with that has those people that you can pull in when you want to do that kind of project, I think that is solving a problem.
100%. The problem you're solving is that you're making available resources that I can't carry on my books because I need them occasionally. So you're my source and my warehouse where I keep all my, I'll call it my business term, Slack resources.
Yeah.
You're exactly where I need to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think what's important just to add to that as well, it's not just resources. It's resources who understand real estate and understand what you're trying to achieve.
Oh, amazing. And I wouldn't even say resources. I would say creative ideas and sounding boards and collaborators and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, resources is not a good word. I'll take that back.
You don't like resources?
Makes it sound a bit clinical.
Okay. How about partners and collaborators?
Yes, okay. Much better.
There we go. Much better. See,
we really want to be known as an extension to your marketing team.
Oh, this is great. This is great. Will you guys come back? Can we do some stuff together? I got to do one of these 2D animations. I think
Absolutely.
That would be awesome. Can you imagine me in a 2D animation?
I can imagine you in a 2D.
Okay, that's enough. Okay.
Hey, before you guys go, what's your favorite ice cream?
Yeah, it is National Ice Cream Month or week?
Month, all month.
Oh, wow. So I wonder why July's National Ice Cream Month.
It's kind of hot.
Yeah, I know. Come on, guys. We're not letting you off the hook. We just gave you time to think.
I'm going to go with pistachio.
Oh, I love pistachio.
It changes for me, but right now I'm into cookies and cream.
Oh, cookies and cream?
Cookies and cream. You know, there was this. I just found this chocolate cookies and cream that Haagen-Dazs makes. It was dynamite. Notice I didn't say fabulous.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Awesome. Man. Oh, I'm getting fat just thinking about this. Hey, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you. Really?
Thank you so much. Now you go out and go get your fun time. It's the end of the day. Go get some fun.
Have some ice cream.
Exactly.
Thank you.
In our next segment, we're going to talk about the ice cream stores in Miami that are really good. And maybe a little cannabis, too.
Maybe throw in a little Mariah Carey while we're at it.
You never know.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. You were tremendous. You're going to come back, aren't you?
Absolutely. Are you kidding?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Oh, we're going to do some more fun stuff on the way out. Then we're going to talk about cannabis and ice cream. Who could ask for more in July? Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You know, they've got their great store selling Audis up in Gainesville, and down in the Keys, they've got a store that sells them all. But hey, maybe you're looking for a good paying job with great benefits. Well, if you are, the Warren Henry Automotive Team is looking for technicians. Join them Monday, July 29th. 12 noon to 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the FIU Covens Conference Center up at the Biscayne Boulevard campus, 3000 Northeast 151 Street in North Miami. Food and refreshments will be served. Remember, Warren Henry is one of the best dealerships to work for, 5 years running, and they'll offer medical, dental, vision, 401k match, life and disability, and much more. So all auto technicians, come that day. Bring your resume. Join the team. That's right. Again, you can get more information by going to whajobs.com. whajobs.com. It's a great place, and it's your chance to join the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Crazy life, but she'll take away your pain
like a bullet in your brain. Come on! You got 30 seconds. You better get in there.
Not yet.
Oh. Jim Freed.
Are you ready?
Don't make me do this.
And Wanda Miles.
Come on! Who's got the best talk show?
We do.
All right!
We're back. All right, well, hey, thank you so much for playing all that great music and coming up with all the good stuff, you crazy woman. So listen, it's just July. It's National Ice Cream Month. We've been talking about cannabis. We've been talking about ice cream. We haven't found a cannabis-infused ice cream that we like yet, at least not on our list.
Not yet.
Thank you to the New Times for giving us the list of the best ice cream stores in Miami. We're number three. What's that, Wanda?
Well, at last we left off at Bianco Gelato, and I just wanted to let you know that is in the Grove, Coconut Grove, that is, Commodore Plaza. Check that out if you like gelatos. Next, we have the Cream Parlor. That is Biscayne Boulevard. Apparently very creamy. And
where on Biscayne?
Where on Biscayne? 8224 is
it's right
the
by
address.
Where I live, Wanda.
Oh.
Got to go there.
There's so much on that avenue of Biscayne, that part of Biscayne Boulevard. There's so much.
It really is. There's
to a lot see of, and eat and do.
Well, there's more coming. I can guarantee you that. I'm
really?
Part of that.
And they just keep going up.
That's right. That's really what I'm doing.
You know, they actually, that I like to try there, they have the Prince-inspired Purple Rain. I guess it's a cheesecake, or it's a dessert of some sorts. But it's Prince and it's purple. So I say jive in.
Well, I think you got to come over to my neighborhood and we got to go there.
Okay, then.
I think we got a date planned.
All right. So Cream Parlor. And then we have Dasher and Crank. That's Northwest 2nd Avenue.
That's across from where
not
I always have coffee.
Not too far
that's,
from.
I've been there. That's great
Tell
stuff.
Me about that, because there's chicken and waffles in the ice cream. There's lots of things going on with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the chicken and waffles comes from Kush, if
Kush,
I recall
that
correctly.
Is that is true. Waffles from Wynwood's Kush.
That's right. See, so this is really a Wynwood ice cream store. It's across from Dr. Smooth's right on Northwest 2nd Avenue, oh, right in the heart of everything.
They're just making you all kinds of confused right there.
I know, but it's a great place to go.
And they've got 6 vegan flavors as well.
I love going to Wynwood.
Chocolate chipotle and raspberry chocolate rum. If you like ice cream that makes you not know you're eating ice cream.
I think that's pretty good.
That's special right there. And then we get to the Freeze Ice Cream Factory.
I love the Freeze off by Lincoln Road.
I like
my
how
favorite.
They spell it almost like you. Just a little quirky, these folks at Freeze.
They're terrific. I love them there.
Big on the sorbets, I guess, is what's happening
I love
there.
The coconut ice cream there.
What is it, just all sorts of
odds, homemade ice cream.
Odd tasting.
And it's great. No, it's great ice cream. They serve it at Joe's, if I recall correctly. At least they used to.
They've got a Jack Daniel's maple walnut.
We always go there. I walk up and down Lincoln Road while Vivian's shopping at Sephora as I go to this place.
It's a good place.
It is a good
Lincoln
place.
Lincoln Road, too. Just, it's a, like, it's a good place to be distracted if you don't like to shop.
Right. And if you do like to shop, you can do that, too.
You can
too.
Do that, too. Like, you know, it's a great, the guy sitting out in the middle of the way, just hanging out, getting some sun, maybe watching the birds.
There's all
while
kinds
the wife
of great people.
Or the other husband finds things. Yes.
Or the other wife.
Or, yeah, or grandma. Lulu's Nitrogen Ice Cream. I've heard about this nitrogen ice cream. Is it really cold?
Gotta be if it's made with nitrogen.
It's just, it sounds, it's used from liquid nitrogen.
Well, liquid nitrogen, they dip people in liquid nitrogen too these days. It's cold as the bagulies there.
Is that how you can get yourself a wax figure forever and ever and ever? Amen?
Well, what it does is it reduces the swelling in your body.
Oh. So it's not some sort of burial thing.
It's not a burial thing.
But it
could
be.
That's the other thing. Well, it could be, yeah. That's the other one. That's when you put your head in the...
Didn't they freeze Michael somebody?
No, they froze Ted Williams.
Disney, I thought. Wasn't he?
Disney got frozen, too. He did.
Wow.
He did.
That should be some sort of
I'm sure he's standing in Epcot right now greeting people.
A ride somewhere.
A ride to everywhere. Ride
Lulu's Nitrogen Ice Cream. That also on Biscayne Boulevard. 2001. That sounds like it's...
2001 is... that's also my neighborhood. That's right by...
It's further south.
No, that's right by... across the street from the Peace Education, just north of...
So your neighborhood is...
The Publix. My neighborhood is the place for ice cream.
Better for ice cream, for sure. Mad Lab Creamery. I've not heard of this.
Is that another one of my neighborhood?
It doesn't look like... It looks like it's more vegetables and it's like... Okay, I just read it. Mad Lab Creamery entices young and old via edible glitter, swirls of pink cotton candy, golden sheets, sprinkles, and unique flavors of ice cream.
Where are they?
Throw that in, too. Some ice cream. They are 39th Street, Miami, 140 Northeast 39th Street.
They're in my neighborhood, too.
I was going to say
that. They're right in my neighborhood, too.
Apparently, it's
everybody,
really,
I live in the center of the ice cream world.
That's where it happens.
It
all
is.
All this July.
I'm melting. I'm melting.
We've got a few more, and then we...
I'm melting. Well, let's talk a little bit about cannabis. We teased about the cannabis thing.
Okay, so we'll hang on to those. More cannabis. So where are we on the cannabis?
Well, where we are on the cannabis is that they're opening up all over town now. There's all kinds of dispensaries
How
everywhere.
How do you know now? Do you need a... Oh, you know what? There is an app for that.
We should go on it. There is an app for that.
That helps you distinguish all the different stuff.
I'm the human app for that. I go to all the different places and check them out
and
meet all the
people. You know the places in your area.
Yes. Well, I know the places in my area, but they're just the same, only different in other places.
Okay.
I guess.
I mean, we've got... So who are the main dispensaries?
Well, the ones that I've gone to so far are Curaleaf, which I saw them at the conference. They just opened up on 163rd Street at the Golden Glades, right when you get out, where they used to have the miniature golf.
Okay, there's Trulieve.
There's Trulieve, which is over here by the airport. I know the guys over at Trulieve.
There's a few by the airport.
Hey, Andreas. No, there's only one that I know
is
at
the
airport.
Okay.
Then there's Surterra, which I've gone to. That's on Miami Beach. You've gone to the one in...
Dadeland.
Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that I've gone to so far. And then I went to the Surterra store in Tallahassee, which was completely different than the one down here.
Wow.
Tremendous. It was huge.
Now, you think they have a little bit more artwork in some of these places, but they're really kind of... boring.
They're medical centers.
So they're not
they're
trying
wellness
to be...
centers. They're not trying to make you
trippy.
Yeah, no.
That's not the purpose.
The purpose is to get you well.
Get you happy.
Get you well. Make you feel good.
Make you feel good.
Make your pain go away.
In any way possible.
And there's all kinds of economic. You got one more ice cream for me? I know you really wanted to go to the ice cream for me.
I do.
One more ice cream. I'll let you do one more.
One more, and then we'll go to break.
One more, and then we're done.
Oh, we're done.
Yeah, we got to go.
It's over.
Over.
Serendipity.
Oh, I like the name.
I like that word.
That's over in... I even know where that is. That's in South Miami.
Surfside?
Different one.
It says Harding Avenue, Surfside.
Oh, Harding Avenue, Surfside. There's a... Oh, that's Whip and Dip on South Miami.
Whip and Dip. Well, that sounds like... Why isn't that on the list?
Well, because they didn't pay enough money to get on. I don't know.
Jeez. Okay, so Serendipity Creamery and Yogurt Cafe. That is 9457 Harding Avenue. Why does that feel like Broward to me?
It's not, because Harding sounds like Harding. Harding is also in Surfside.
Got it. All right.
Because Harding is... Hollywood is all the presidents. That's why.
Ah, that's what makes...
So listen,
sense.
I want to thank everybody for listening today.
We
had a great show.
Yes, and marketing. We learned lots about marketing, Mariah Carey, and...
a little bit about cannabis, mostly Mariah Carey and marketing.
Cannabis, and a little bit of ice cream, too.
Yeah, we did. We learned a lot about ice cream, actually.
Who knew that all the ice cream places were in your gym? Downtown Miami.
That's because I love ice cream. I want to give a shout-out, as always, to our first responders. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Carlson Integrated, Turkel Brands, and the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. But the person I want to thank most of all is you, my listener. Thank you so much for listening today. Because of you, we've got a radio show. If you want to see what's coming up or just interact with us, you can go to our Facebook page and like our show, and please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Twitter, at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and the website. The hits keep coming. If you missed today's show, Rebecca will have it up on the webpage, friedonbusiness.com. Thank you, Becca. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I can pretty much guarantee we're going to have Manny Johnson on talking about CBD.
Hope so.
No, he already texted me during the show.
He got things to learn.
He's the man. Remember, the person wants to do something, finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out and make it happen. Thank you.
One voice, one hope, one real dream.